Our sermon today has been primarily in song, and we are grateful for the Rockway Choir for sharing so generously and meaningfully with us. Thank you. And blessings to you all as you finish up at the festival today and head back home tomorrow. Safe travels. I do want to make just a couple brief comments about our gospel text so that we can keep this wonderful story from John in its larger context in this Easter season that we began last Sunday. In the Christian calendar, as you know, Easter is not a day, but a season. It's 50 days long, and it culminates in Pentecost. And each Sunday in this season, through the scripture, we ponder the implications of Jesus' resurrection. We celebrated it last Sunday, and we'll continue to do that, but we go a bit deeper and think about its implications in this season. And clearly, the implications for Jesus' disciples was huge, and that includes us. Today's gospel text is often referred to as the Doubting Thomas story, which is really unfair because the other disciples also doubted until they saw. And it's unfair to the story itself because this is really a story about recognizing Jesus for who Jesus is and putting our trust in him. This is not a story about condemning doubt or looking down on people who ask questions and seek answers. It's a story about a God who comes to us on our turf, who enters our space and our time and says, "Here I am to be with you where you are." This is a story about God's action through the risen Christ to move in with love and grace, taking the initiative to restore and reconcile all Jesus' followers, all of whom need to be forgiven and healed and loved back into a covenant relationship with Jesus. Contrary to what we think sometimes, God doesn't try to make it difficult for us to have faith. God isn't playing a cruel game of hide and seek. God wants to be found, wants to be recognized. If some of us have a hard time finding God or finding faith, we may be looking in the wrong places. God is generous and gracious and ready to provide what we need for faith. Some of us are like Thomas. God bless us. We are persistent seekers, we are stubborn pursuers of truth, and we're not satisfied with easy or stock answers. God honors that, meets us where we are. And some of us may be more like Peter, the passionate disciple living more by the heart than the head. And God honors that too, meets us where we are. The faith that God is most pleased with is the faith that even with unanswered questions, trusts God enough to keep asking those questions and keep seeking until we find and recognize that Jesus who wants to be found. And if we approach with open heart, when we encounter that Jesus, we will, like Thomas, know it and declare it, "My Lord and my God." There will be spiritual harmony in our spirit, to use the words of the beautiful anthem that the choir opened with. And let me just end my meditation with those words again. Thou shalt know him when he comes. Not by any din of drums, nor by his manners, nor his airs, nor by anything he wears. Thou shalt know him when he comes, not by his crown or by his gown, but his coming known shall be by the holy harmony which his coming makes in thee. Thou shalt know him when he comes. May it be so. Amen.